On August 10, 2018, infamous sexual offender Jeffrey Epstein was found dead in his cell at the Metropolitan Correctional Center, a federal jail for those awaiting trial in the Southern District of New York. After Epstein's death, the world and authorities began to take a closer look at his longtime female companion and alleged right-hand woman in his criminal endeavors. In this update episode, we also turn our attention to this woman and the outcome of her very famous trial, which just came to an end. This is a special update episode to the Ghislaine Maxwell story. Welcome back, everyone. Hi, Amy.
Hey, Megan.
So today's a little different. We're just doing an update because there's been some breaking news in the Ghislaine Maxwell trial. We did cover Ghislaine in a previous episode, and of course, if you'd like to know the entire story, we encourage you to go back and listen. In that episode, we covered her alleged crimes, but also her motivations, you know, what theories might explain what she did. So it's really a full coverage of her. And in this one, we'll take you briefly through just a recap, and then we'll talk about the outcome. If you want also full background on Ghislaine, where she was born, her family, because she also came from kind of a famous family, you can go back and listen to the episode. For now, I'm just going to focus a little bit on when she met Jeffrey Epstein and how that kind of unfolded to where she is today. So let's just take it from when she moved to the United States. She met Epstein in the early 90s and the two dated for some time. However, theirs was more like a companionship, Amy, if you recall. Like, they did date, but then she became his friend, his house manager, and they weren't really romantic anymore. She worked as a business consultant in general, but most of her life and most of her livelihood was revolved around Jeffrey Epstein. She ran his household, she made his travel plans, planned social events, and unfortunately, she facilitated and participated in his sexual offending against underage females. If you recall, Epstein was first prosecuted. Well, he was prosecuted early on, in 2006, although he got off with a very sweet deal then. But he was later, of course, famously arrested and was facing a lot of serious charges and a very lengthy prison term. And it was speculated that he was going to implicate some possibly very, very public figures. And so Epstein was never actually prosecuted because on August 10th, 2019, he was found in his cell and he was found hung to death. So there's always been the speculation, did he do this to himself? Did someone else do this? You know, we can't be sure. However, this is terrible for Ghislaine Maxwell because I think had Epstein survived, they would have gone after Ghislaine as, you know, trying to cooperate against Epstein. So I think that she would have been able to probably strike a nice deal, some kind of deal. And because he was the big fish that they wanted.
Yeah, she's definitely taking the fall for both of them.
I think so, yeah.
I'm not saying she shouldn't. I'm just
I'm definitely not saying that she shouldn't either. She, you know, Ghislaine was his, you know, as I said, right-hand woman. She would befriend these young females, and these were vulnerable females. They preyed on these girls. You know, they took an interest, and Ghislaine would kind of take that interest and be almost like motherly to them, I would say.
Make them feel safe.
Yeah, initially, making them feel safe. She would offer them assistance. And it was really a grooming process, whereby step by step, she groomed them into having these sexual encounters. And so Ghislaine was basically not prosecuted for a long time, and there was a lot of speculation about her location after Epstein died, but people were speculating that Ghislaine was in England or other places, but they found her in New Hampshire. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
At like this big, huge home. It was almost like—
And she was married, right? She was with her husband?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think so. I think you're right. They found her, they located her on July 2nd, 2020. And Ghislaine was arrested at that time, and she was charged with multiple counts of sexual abuse and trafficking against minors in collusion with Epstein. Ghislaine was held without bail at the MDC, which is the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn, and she was tried in the Southern District of New York, which is in Manhattan. And Amy, do you know what Southern District it means to me?
That's where you were a probation officer.
Oh, you're so smart. Yes, yeah. I served as a federal probation officer right there in that courthouse, right in the heart of all of it. So I was even more interested. And I used to visit, by the way, I would visit the MDC on a regular
basis. It was right around the corner from where I lived, wasn't it?
Yes, it was right near you. I used to visit federal offenders there. So I'm quite familiar with the MDC and with the courthouse there. Side note. Anyway, so Ghislaine was tried and she pled not guilty. And so she went to trial. And when did her trial begin, Amy?
November 29th, I believe, 2021, right?
And that's correct. And it came to a conclusion yesterday, December 29th.
Which is so short for a trial of this magnitude. But I think it has to do with the impending New Year's holiday.
Why?
Because I think the judge instructed the jury, you know, if they don't reach a verdict, then they would be deliberating through New Year's Eve and New Year's Day holiday.
Wow. It's possible that did have something to do with it. It wouldn't be the first time when jurors wanted to, you know, get out. Or maybe it was just that the evidence was so overwhelming because...
Well, the trial itself was pretty short also, given the charges.
Yeah, I thought the trial was short too. I thought it would be longer, but came to an end yesterday on December 29th when Ghislaine was found guilty on 5 of 6 counts that she was charged with. So I'm just going to briefly go through what these charges that she was found guilty on and what the potential sentence is. And then we could also speculate as to what we think she'll actually get. So Ghislaine was found guilty on conspiracy to entice a minor to travel with the intent to engage in illegal sexual activity. She was found guilty of conspiracy to transport a minor to travel in interstate commerce with the intent to engage in sexual activity. She was found guilty, the third count, transportation of a minor with intent to engage in sexual activity, conspiracy to commit sex trafficking of a minor, and finally, the most serious, actual sex trafficking of a minor. So three of those charges, just so you know, like the conspiracy ones, carry a maximum of 5 years in prison. One of them carries a sentence of 10 years, but the most serious charge is the sex trafficking, and that, Amy, carries a maximum of 40 years in prison. So no mathematician here, I know that, but we've got 40 plus 10, 50, and then 3 counts of 5. So Ghislaine Maxwell actually is facing 65 years in prison for her activities.
Which is a life sentence.
Oh yeah, well, Ghislaine's 60, age, yeah. So mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, 65 years is probably a life sentence for most people, you know? Mm-hmm.
I think she'll be able to serve some of them concurrently.
Yeah, I think so too. Ghislaine was, upon hearing the verdict, she was reportedly a bit shaky, slumping down in her seat. And I read some reports that she was just drinking a lot of water. You know, maybe she felt like she couldn't breathe or whatnot. But the judge dismissed the jurors, but did not set a sentencing date. Obviously, there's lots of media outside, a lot of interest in this. I don't think the verdict was a huge surprise in terms of, I never thought she would be acquitted. Did you?
Never. No.
Okay. And as I said, I think that unfortunately for her, if Epstein had survived, she would have been looking at a lot less time. Okay. So even if the sentences run, the concurrent and consecutive, can you explain that just in case anyone doesn't know?
Yeah. So concurrent would be she's able to serve the sentence for all of them at the same time. So let's say she got, you know, the max was 40 and the other ones were 5 or whatever year, she would be serving the 5 years on the way to the 40 instead of 40 plus 5.
Right. Because she wouldn't be serving them back to back. So consecutive means she would actually serve the 65 years.
Like you can't start, that you wouldn't be able to start your 40-year sentence until you complete, say, the 5-year sentence.
Correct. I mean, now that we know what the verdict is, what do you think? What do you think her sentence is going to be?
I think they're going to throw the book at her. I think they'll give her, I don't know if they'll give her 40, but somewhere above 20, I'd say.
That's exactly what I thought. I think they're going to drop the hammer on her, but I don't think she's going to get 40 years. My prediction is 30.
I think regardless, I think she will spend the rest of her natural life in prison.
I think so as well.
Yep.
So do we think justice was served then here?
We'll see. We'll have to wait and see what the sentence is, but
true.
For as far as the conviction goes, yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, I think what do you so think? As well. Yeah.
I'm also curious to see where she ends up serving out her sentence. I wonder if she's going to be in any sort of protective custody or a Martha Stewart type of facility, right? Didn't Martha Stewart serve her sentence? And
she was in, I think she was in FCI, I think it was Danbury, mm-hmm. but I think that's more of a minimum. I don't know if Ghislaine will get that. I feel like there's one in New York, Otisville, which is a medium. Yeah. So she might wind up there, but it's a good question. Will she wind up in protective custody or will they actually maybe send her to another part of the country
maybe.
For her own protection as well? Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's stay on top of this and keep our listeners posted.
Thank you so much for the update, Megan.
No problem. Thanks everyone for listening, and we'll see you next time on Women in Crime. Women in Crime is written and hosted by Megan Sachs and Amy Schlossberg. Our producer and editor is James Varga. Music composition is by Dessert Media. If you enjoy the show, please remember to subscribe and leave a review. You can also support the show while gaining access to ad-free episodes, exclusive AMAs, and other bonus content for a small monthly contribution through Patreon. For more information, visit patreon.com/womenincrime.